kid should be sleeping in bed with the parents or with a parent. You can text us this morning at 92925. I don't think you have to have a parent to feel that you have some sort of opinion on this either. Because, okay, so Sam, your daughter is about 6 months old. Before this, would you have said you'd be the type where the kids would be sleeping in the bed with you?
No.
Not at all?
No. Okay. I'm a big believer in everyone having their own room and just learning to have your own space, be able to soothe yourself, disconnect a bit. You know, you can't be attached to your parents literally 24/7.
Okay, how's that going for you?
Well, not as planned. Surprise, surprise. Another thing that's just gone askew. Josie has been looking after Juliana overnight since I'm up super early for work.
Yes.
So it's kind of the agreement that we had. And we tried not having the baby in our bed for the first few months. And it just wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
Waking up way too many times during the night. On top of that, apparently I snore now. I basically got the boot. Josie tried a couple days ago to have Juliana sleep in our bed. All night. And guess what? The baby loves it. Yeah. She's all happy. She's spread eagle in the middle of the bed. And here I am trying to hold on to a corner not to wake anyone up. And I'm getting kicks in my back every 10 minutes. Stop snoring. Don't turn over from Josie. And so it got to the point where I had no choice.
You had no choice. So now where are you sleeping?
I'm sleeping in a pull-out Murphy bed upstairs on a rickety mattress.
And this is like your arrangement. This is how it's going to work.
Yeah, indefinitely. This is part of the reason why I didn't want it to happen, because now I don't know if there's any going back. Yet.
Okay, but did you bring up the fact that you want her to be sleep trained in her own crib?
Yes.
Did you have a say in that? Like, did you bring that up?
I had a say, yeah. That's about
that's
as far
about
as
it.
That's about it. This is slippery slope. Kim, what do you think?
Oh, I like my bed.
Yeah.
I trained her in the crib at about a month old, but I have friends that are like, they're adamant. They want the baby in the bed. So it's best of both worlds kind of thing. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks. I get that that it's more comfortable for the child. I've seen so many parents now. The kids are 2, 3, 4, 5 years old and the kids still have trouble not sleeping in their parents' bed.
Yeah.
And that's, I want to sort of cut the cord earlier.
Well, you're not doing a good job of that because you're starting it the wrong way.
But I can't tell Josie how to deal with Juliana in the middle of the night while I'm asleep, you know?
No.
It's her domain. And so,
no, but it's more about, because I've seen friends go through this, and it's more about the decision, like how do we want to raise this child?
Right.
And some people would say co-sleeping is the way that they want to raise their child, and some people would say no, absolutely not. Mark, did your daughter sleep with you guys at all growing up?
No, we put her, I mean, probably maybe for the first couple of weeks, but she was trained to go right into the...
You know, well...
Where did I mess up?
This is going to make you feel any better, but I'm pretty sure I slept with my mom until I was about 8 years old.
Okay.
But she was single. So she would always come in and be like, do you want to cuddle? I'm like, of course I do. Like, why don't... Of course I want to have a sleepover every single night. So 8 more years, Sam.
Yeah, all right. Great.
And I was, you know, I was happy to go to my own bed at that point. I really was. Mm-hmm. All right. So Sam's been talking to... You kind of saw this coming. You no longer are allowed to sleep in your bed at home.
That's right. I've been given the boot.
Mm-hmm. So. And it's so that the baby can sleep in there.
Of course. And everything's for the baby.
And you're okay with this?
No, I'm not okay with this for several reasons, but I feel like it's not my place to say or to dictate to Josie how to have the baby sleep, because she's the one tending to her in the middle of the night.
I disagree with that, because it's not about how the baby sleeps. It's about how you're choosing to raise the baby. I take Josie's side 99% of the time.
Right. And about your relationship as well with Josie.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not like the intimacy was there before, you know, in the last few months. But still, I mean, there's something nice about just sharing a bed. We don't get to see each other all that often during the day. So whatever little intimacy we had is kaputz.
For me, it would just be more of the idea, like, there's a lot of information out there about co-sleeping versus not co-sleeping. And everybody has their opinion on both sides. I haven't had to make that decision yet. Mm-hmm. But I would want my say. Like, I would want to be my piece to be heard in that if I had an opinion one way or the other.
At the end of the day, I feel like people have different levels of patience and what they're willing to put up with, and when you have lack of sleep over an extended period of time, maybe that skews your decisions. I mean, Josie's putting her sleep over the babies.
Yeah, here's the thing, though, is you're going to end up with less sleep.
Exactly.
This way. You know, you think you're getting more sleep, you're going to end up with less sleep this way. All right, let's talk to Leah, though. Leah, what do you think of co-sleeping?
Nope. Not a good idea.
It's a hard no from you.
I breastfed both my kids, and there was a little bassinet next to my bed, and I put the child in there, and rocked it with my feet, but they were in the same room, not in the same bed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You think the longer the baby gets used to sleeping in the bed, the tougher it's going to be to
she
kick her out?
She doesn't think that. She knows that. All right. It's human nature.
Yeah. We did it from the beginning, and it doesn't disrupt your sleeping pattern with your wife.
Okay.
And the child is getting the closeness. And you practice, too. I mean, she can express, and then you can give it to her.
Right.
It doesn't matter that you get up at 3 in the morning.
It's true.
Yeah. Why aren't you getting up more?
Yeah, sure.
You alternate.
That's a good point. Sounds like this conversation did not go the way he expected at all.
Keep her in the bed. I don't care anymore.
It's going to be tougher. The longer you do that, it's going to be real tough.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But thanks for the advice. I will take out the bassinet and we'll give it a try. What do we have to lose?
Yeah, Josie's not going to allow that. She's not going to do that. Leah, we do appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Bye for now.
Bye. This text says, Sam, my daughter is 7 and still sleeps with me. My husband snores, so he sleeps in my daughter's room.
Oh, this one says, good luck. My son's 5 years now since I've had my second, and I'm still on the couch.
There you go.
Wow. Oh, my God. I can't even fathom that, though. That's really crazy.
There you go. Get ready.
The professionals do. I was able to find a little tidbit here, and they say that apparently kids should, up until the first year of their lives, should sleep in the same room, mm-hmm. but not in the same bed.
Okay.
So we have to have another conversation.
It's like he's practicing his conversations with, yes. as he says mm-hmm. this to me, I'm like, okay, say that to Josie then.
Right.
Like, you're looking at me as if you're trying to convince me of something. I can't help you here.
You can't?
I'm not the one, unfortunately. All right, so good luck. Let us know how that goes. Hey, maybe Thanks. You're going to get more sleep now, too.
Can't get any worse.
On the Murphy Hideaway bed.